Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. Today we're talking about how to get paid to shoot videos for clubs. Last club I got paid to shoot was about 4 months ago in April. And, you know, before that, I was shooting all clubs 2018, all 2017, 2016 with the first year I started shooting clubs. And I probably shot maybe like 4 or 5 clubs in 2016 towards the end of it, right? And I actually got into that for some some random characters that I knew around town who I was involved with who inevitably started renting nightclubs, and they would book DJs and stuff like that, and they would bring me along because I was just known as the video guy, and I would shoot those, got a couple of those under my belt. And then 2017, I really started to take it serious, and I got my friend Noah, who had the camera, and I had the business mind, and we really started smashing it in 2017, really targeting live events and getting into the live event videography space. And pretty much in 2017 alone, shot 29 events. In total, I've shot about 47 events, something like that. I think in a previous video I said I'd shot 50, which in retrospect, I don't think it was a full 50. I think so far I've only shot probably about 40, let's call it 47 because it's my lucky number, right? Let's say I've shot 47 events in total, and that's, you know, live event venues and nightclubs. Venue could just be a massive hall or something that, you know, a promotion company book and they fill it with students and or fill it with whoever wants to come see the DJ or the rapper or whoever's booked, right? And I've shot all over the UK. I've shot in 5+ different cities in the UK. I've shot in London, Bristol, Plymouth, Torquay, Exeter. The list goes on and on. I've shot for pretty big artists as well, like Manu Lang, Andy C, the Future, literally Future, the you know, top tier rapper, massive rapper. Met Skepta there. Literally saw Skepta walking up the stairs. I was like, "What's up, Skepta?" And you know, he said it's all love and stuff like that. So I've been around in the live event videography, video editing, or what's called nightlife kind of video production scene, rather. And you know, today I'm just going to talk a little bit about how to get paid shooting clubs, how I actually went about doing it, my kind of journey. And you know, this is something that you you know, there's a couple different factors that kind of go into this and stuff like that. And you know, just like anything for me, it started getting a little bit stale, and you know, it's something that I'll still take up every now and then, but you know, I haven't done it in about 4 months now. So right now I'm going to be referencing kind of my career in the past at the moment, right? And you know, I'm sure it's something I'll tap into later on in the future. Live event videography, huge, huge space. And you know, if you're a kid anyways, like, you know, I'm not a kid, but I'm a young guy, right? So it's like, going to the club is an attractive experience anyways. If you're paid to be there, that's awesome, right? So I started off doing it for free and slowly increased my price. Now, I didn't even think of this as something that could have been paid for right away. It was just something that I just knew various different characters around town. to be real, a dude I was selling weed for, basically, who would take me my weed and, you know, take me the ounces, and then I would sell the weed onwards or whatever. Don't worry about that, right? And this dude basically was booking venues, all right? So just to be totally real with you, that's the situation, right? And he was like, "All right, Jack, you're the video guy. Come along. I've got this event up in Bristol. You know, let's go." We drove up there. I grabbed my friend Noah, who, you know, we would go on to shoot clubs together later on. And this is the first time I'd ever been booked to shoot a club. Obviously, it wasn't an official booking. Very far from an official relationship here at all. You know what I mean? Very, very interesting situation right there. And I was 17 at the time, so I couldn't even be in the club. I had to get someone's fake ID, all type of situation like that, and you know, I literally legally couldn't have even been in the club. Went there, shot the club, absolutely smashed it. I'll show some stuff on screen. The most ghetto club ever. It was called Basement 45 in Bristol. If you live in Bristol, you're probably laughing, right? Because it's just a ghetto little club, basically, right? Like, it's just a basement that's been transformed. And you know, it was a lot of fun. Smashed it, and was literally stuck in Bristol till goddamn God knows what time the next day. Just sat in this goddamn flat, you know what I mean? Just waiting it out. Because everyone just got messed up that night, you know, myself included. And that started it, right? Now, the second event I filmed was for the same dude. Went up to Bristol again, same exact venue and everything. Brought a different friend this time because Noah was actually busy, right? And that's kind of how I kickstarted it. Now, after that, because of those samples, it led me on to do a few more things. And by the way, my expenses were taken care of for this stuff. Like, I was driving up there, all my drinks, whatever else was paid for the night. But, you know, it wasn't a relationship where I was asking for money or anything like that, because it was sort of just a thing that I was doing. I made videos. It seemed cool to be in the club anyways. It didn't really seem like, you know, the craziest thing in the world, right? So I'm up there shooting those few videos, and I get about 4 or 5 samples under my belt in 2016. And 2017, I decide that I'm sort of, you know, kind of done with the party lifestyle, which, you know, I was like 17 at that time. I was doing a bit more partying and stuff, and I wanted to get serious, but I still wanted to go out and have a fun time on the weekend, but not waste my money. I wanted to make money. So I decided that I was going to start taking this filming clubs thing serious, because I could go to the club, be in the club, but also be have a purpose to be there. And also, it's cooler if you're kind of playing a role, because you can go behind the scenes, you could be on stage, all type of stuff, right? So it was kind of like scratching my itch where I wanted to be in the club, and also I didn't want to waste money and not be productive, so I could actually be paid to be there, and it would be kind of serving multiple roles, right? So I started reaching out to people on Facebook. Now what I would do is I would go to Facebook and I would type in events near me, or, you know, events October 2017 or whatever, right? Whatever the month was, and it would pop up with a fat list of events. And I would click on the event I wanted to actually film, and I would look at the hosted by, and I would just message the promoters. And a lot of the time it's like some, you know, funny events promotion page, like, you know, Hype Nights events, or like, you know, Friday Night Promotions or something like random like that, which is just their, you know, their promotions page where they host all the events off of. And I would message them like, hey, what's up? I'm Jack. I shoot live event videos. I shoot club videos. Do you want me to come and make an after movie? That's like the type of video, right? You got promos, after movies, right? So after movie, which is a documentation of what goes down, would you like me to come shoot an after movie for your nightclub? And it started off a little bit slow, and I really built it up. The first sort of paid bookings we got, one of the first paid bookings we got, it was me and two friends who came with, right? Noah, who actually had the camera. I didn't even own a camera this time. I was just the mind behind actually getting all the bookings, right? And it was me, my friend Noah, my friend Ben, and one of the first ever paid bookings we had was for £30, and that's three of us. So we split that at 10 or each to go to a nightclub and film it. And obviously that was all monumental to the, we would build it up over that year. By the end of 2017, we're getting minimum £300 plus travel plus expenses. So the money we'd get sent afterwards was like close to £400, like £360, including the travel and everything like that. And that was ideal. In 1 year, we built that up to the point where we were able to go get booked to the club for £300 plus travel and expenses and all that type of stuff. They give you free drinks, all sort of bonuses like that, right? So in 2017, like I said, we shot 29 live events. But how to get paid to shoot events or how to get paid to shoot clubs, right, is more or less you need to get a couple things behind your belt or under your belt, right? A track record, essentially, as in a few samples to actually show people. Then you have to probably take a loss up front, do some stuff for pretty cheap, and then you can build that up over the however many events you do to the point where you've built up a significant amount of money to step out for, right? And if you're stepping out for 300, 350, whatever the case may be, that's great. And, you know, this is still something I get involved in. In fact, the past two New Year's Eves I spent in the club. So the New Year's Eve this year, I was in Plymouth shooting a whole New Year's Eve special and everything like that. And the following, the New Year's Eve before, I was in a whole another club in Plymouth as well, which is one of the biggest, closest cities to me, shooting again. Now, this year, I was in a club called Prism. A lot of you guys, if you live in the UK, will probably be aware of Prism. It's a pretty massive chain. They got chains everywhere, pretty much. And also on the New Year's Eve before, New Year's Eve 2018, I was in Revolution, another pretty big chain of nightclubs all around the UK. And more or less all of this came from just first off being keen to actually get involved in stuff by, you know, not really caring about the money, when my random sketchy friend who was like, yo, Jack, you want to come shoot this club up in Bristol? And we drove up there, hilarious. More or less just me being keen to do it, then me being, not too worried about the money up front, which actually gave me a platform to build up into something, which became a significant income. And wonderful, wonderful situation, right? So, like I said, the primary method I was getting these jobs through was Facebook. I would literally go to Facebook, I would type in events near me, right? And boom, search that, message the promoters. And further than that is sometimes you wouldn't get a response, or sometimes they would expect you to do it for cheap. And the further I got along, I'd done my cheap stuff. So I was like, I'm not trying to do stuff for cheap anymore. I'm trying to get stuff well paid. And the grand scheme of things, $300 for a night when you're doing you're doing video, post-production, everything, in the grand scheme actually is cheap in itself, right? So I started realizing that. A little bit before that, I started coming up with a little strategy to get people to respond to me a little bit more. And instead of saying, hey, what's up, you know, come book me or whatever, I'd love to make a video for you, I would start making it sound like a better deal for them. So I would message people like, hey, what's up? This is also a strategy for repeat business, right? I would message them something along the lines of, hey, what's up? I saw you got your event coming up. I'd love to offer you an introductory priced video. Now, might seem counterintuitive for what I was saying a second ago about wanting to get paid more, but I would want to get myself in the door first and set myself up for more business, right? So what I would do is say introductory price video, and I started getting way more responses from people because it just sounded like they were getting a good deal, right? And my whole spiel would be, I've never worked with you before, so I like to offer first-time clients a special deal. I'll give you half off, and then you know, this also made them know that my next price would be even more. So I would say, all right, maybe I'm 200, but I'll charge you 150, you know, for this introductory price. And then you know, obviously this first off got me in the door. They felt as though they were getting a good deal, so a lot of the time they wanted to take me up on it. And it told them that the next time you book me, we're increasing the price. So it already negotiated that next increase in the price for me. And literally at the time of doing that strategy right there, I hadn't even been getting much money at all. So when I was saying I charge 200 or whatever, I'd never been paid 200. You know what I mean? It was a fabrication of just saying, yeah, I make 200, but for you, I'm gonna do 150, which, thinking about it now, actually might be even more than I was even getting paid. I think at the time I came up with that little introductory price method, most I've been paid was about £100 for a booking, right? So I was thinking, great, I'm getting 150, that's already more. And now if they're booking me further, they know that I'm 200, and it was a whole little psychology type of thing right there. Like, I always try to put myself in the mind of the client, right? I've done this historically with anything I've been involved in, is I've thought, how can I make this literally, like, how can I get them to just to be more invested in this situation? Like, for example, like when I started my YouTube channel here, when I was 15 years old, I had 1,000 subscribers in a month. Let me shut this down, right? I had 1,000 subscribers in a month on this YouTube channel for some psychology play like that as well, where I would go into the comment section of every relevant YouTuber to the type of content I was making. It was gaming content at the time. And I would comment something along the lines of, wow, this video is so amazing. I hope one day my video could even be half as good as this. Basically completely baiting the person reading it into being like, hold on, you know, how good is this person's content? They're saying all this, let me click and let me find out. And not only that, I would wait till the person uploaded, the big YouTuber, I would be the first comment on there, and I would sign into 6 or 7 other accounts and like that comment, thumbs it up, so it would be on the top. And I would just sit there and get 20 to 50 subscribers every time I did that stuff. And I was 15, 14 years old at the time when I was doing that. So, you know, to me, it's super intuitive to want to kind of psychologically manipulate people a little bit into finding your kind of intended, you know what I mean, purpose that you want to happen, right? And a lot of people don't really do stuff like that. They just go straight in for the ask, which is silly. You've got to romance somebody a little bit, or you got to make them think they're the one coming up with the idea, or make them think like they're getting a good deal, for example, in you know, the play of the introductory price video. So being a little bit psychological, not thinking about what you're gaining, thinking about like, how can I entice this person into them coming up with the idea to check me out, or them coming up with the idea to be like, oh, this is a great deal right here, awesome. And that's just a little bit of a play. I guess that last bit was slightly off topic, but kind of not. I was just backing up the point that I like to do some kind of psychological type of thing. I don't know, that's not very advanced or anything like that, but it's just like, it's just how my mind works, right? I think, how can I make this person actually, you know, think this is a better deal or whatever the case may be. But that right there is done and dusted. I really hope you enjoyed how to get paid to make nightclub video. What was the title of this thing? Hold on. Hold on. Is it going to take a second to load up? Come on, SSD. My 250 gigabyte SSD will not let me down right now and will turn on instantly. Thank you. I appreciate you. How to get paid to shoot videos for clubs. That's the exact title. That's all I needed to look at. How to get paid to shoot videos for clubs. This right here is it. If you want to message me any further, hit me on Instagram. That is the place where I respond to literally everybody. Absolutely everybody. You know, you can message me anything there. I'm gonna respond to it for sure. And definitely, if you want to message me stuff about nightclubs, whatever, love to message you, you know, and give you some advice. People send me their first nightclub that they just went to shoot, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I love this stuff. I absolutely love it. So hit me up. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a nice day. And, yeah, have a good Sunday. I assume it's Sunday today when I'm posting this, so enjoy!